This February marks the 233rd anniversary of George Rogers Clark's march on and capture of British Fort Sackville, just a short distance from what is now the main campus of Vincennes University. Join us now as we stay in step with George. Now with yesterday's entry, here's David Evans.
February 26th, 1779. British Fort Sackville now was American Fort Patrick Henry. Still, Lieutenant Colonel Clark's mission wasn't finished. Just because he had the post, he'd have to hold on to it through continuous military moves against his enemies. Clark learned that about 4 months earlier, 10 British boats had gone north to obtain provisions. Today, Clark sent 50 soldiers to intercept this convoy. That group returned March 5th after having successfully completed this task.
And now with the happenings from this date, here's Tanner Allen.
February 27th, 1779. The boat, the Willing, arrived today, about 48 hours too late to fight for Fort Sackville. Captain Bowman said this missed opportunity caused great mortification of all on board, because they had not the honor to assist us. Lieutenant Colonel Clark said the 40 to 46 men deserve great credit for their diligence. Had the Willing been here to fire upon Fort Sackville, then this siege would have been the westernmost naval battle of the American Revolution.
That concludes today's Staying in Step with George. There's more online at WVUBHD.com.
I'm Park Superintendent Brian McCutcheon of the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park. Staying in Step with George has been developed in partnership with the Reve High School, George Rogers Clark National Historical Park, and radio station WVUB at Vincennes University. The National Park Service encourages you to learn more about the nationally significant capture of Fort Sackville in 1779 by visiting us at the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park in Vincennes, your national park where history comes alive.